This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Don't miss this insider writing advice and web class invite.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you get insider examiner tips about writing a complex and impressive Task 2 opinion essay. Find out more in our upcoming October web class.
Aubrey, glad to be back on the mic with you. How are you doing?
Yes, on the mic and the video. This will be on YouTube, right?
Yes! Oh my gosh, guys, if you're not a subscriber to IELTS Energy TV, we are having a lot of fun over there, you guys. We're putting up extra bonus videos like this one. We are putting up even podcast episodes, like entire episodes. We're like filming it so you can see just us being crazy in real life. So guys, subscribe to IELTS Energy TV. But we're not here to talk about YouTube. What are we talking about today, Aubrey?
Yes, we have a web class coming up that we want to tell you guys about. It's going to be October 24th and October 26th. We want to let you know what we're going to be talking about and how you can sign up.
Yes, exactly. So specifically in this bonus, guys, we are going to share some tips about opinion essays for writing task two, because they're harder than argument essays for sure. And what does that mean for your score? What should a great opinion essay look like? We're going to talk a little bit about that today, guys, because that is something we focus on in the web class. Why are we even having this web class? Is it like marking something special, Aubrey?
Well, first of all, students are constantly emailing us asking how to get the writing score they need because it's holding them back. They'll have the score they need in every section and they keep getting a 6 or a 6.5 in writing and they need a 7. So we know this is vital for all of you to know, to be 100% sure that you can get a 7 the next time you take IELTS, so that it's the last time that you take IELTS. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. So guys, I am updating the writing module in our Three Keys course, you guys. And these updates are geared towards making sure that you're getting that 7 or higher. Okay, so I'm updating the writing module. After working one-on-one with thousands of students in our course, I'm like, okay, there's a couple more things that we could do to help you guys. So we are changing that right now, you guys, in Three Keys IELTS. So one of the things is improving your opinion essays. So for the rest of this little bonus episode, guys, Aubrey is going to take the part of a student and ask me, an angelic student, and she's going to ask me questions that we get from you guys, from you students. So, guys, if you do want to sign up for the web class, go to allearsenglish.com/write, W-R-I-T-E. All right, so opinion essays. Aubrey, what's your first question?
All right, I'm putting on my student hat, and I'm wondering, do I always have to talk about two sides in every task two?
So, usually, yeah. What are you scored on, right? It all comes back to the scoring system, students. If the task two question says, do you agree or disagree? How far do you agree or disagree? Discuss both sides. Then yes, guys, you have to talk about both sides in your essay. Because for the task score, in order to get a 7 or higher, you have to address everything in that question, okay? And one way we can do that is a concession. All right, we're switching back to we're both going to be teachers now. Aubrey, what do you know about concessions, or what have you heard students say about concessions?
Well, that they find it very difficult, right? This is not an easy thing to do. This would be a very difficult thing to just study on your own and figure out how to put a concession in your essay, right? This is where you really need advice from experts, from an ex-examiner, to know how to do this right.
Yeah, it is really hard, guys. But if you have the right template, then it's not that hard. So we are also updating our templates in Three Keys IELTS. Guys, okay, this is the last insider tip you're going to get for today. The rest is in the web class, allearsenglish.com/write. Okay, so a concession is necessary in an opinion essay, guys, because, again, the score for a 7 or higher in task address everything in the question. So what if it's an agree, disagree question? What if there are two opinions in the question? What if it's an opinion, but you don't agree with it, so you're talking about the opposite opinion? All of these cases, guys, you can write an opinion essay, but you still have to talk about the other side. That's what a concession is, all right? So a concession, at the beginning of paragraph 3, you say, I do understand that many people feel taking a gap year is disadvantageous because it gets students out of the academic routine. So that is for the other side, right? But I follow it up with my opinion and I say, however, I still feel that a gap year has more benefits than downsides. And then you dive into a specific benefit, okay? So a concession is one sentence, one reason for the other side at the beginning of paragraph 3, but then you contrast it and be like, yeah, I understand that. However, I'm still right because blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Right.
So guys, we're going to give you more examples and a template for how to do this. And again, this is the difference between a 6 for task and a 7 or higher for task. This is a really high level way of organizing your essay, guys. So Aubrey, how can students learn more about concessions?
Yes, you need to sign up for our web class. Go to allearsenglish.com/write and put it on your calendar. You can choose either October 24th or October 26th, and space will be limited. So make sure that you sign up early so that you can get a spot. It's going to be really, really good information.
It's going to be amazing, guys. And remember, these web classes are not recorded, okay? You have to show up on time, live, if you're going to get this information, okay? And also, guys, here's a little tip. Show up early, because we always start early just so we could talk with you guys before the actual web class.
I know, our pre-party. It's so fun, and we're able to be more interactive, and I love that.
It's awesome. All right, guys, so we will see you in the web class, allearsenglish.com/write. Grab your spot today. All right, Aubrey, thanks for talking.
Yep, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.